There is a distinction. This is the real one true God. And there's all these other gods and religions that this world has, right? But they're not the real one. But God is going to show up in a way that he says that there's no way we can deny that is God. And he is showing up for us. And so I want to encourage you, position your heart now before that moment. Position your heart to say, God, we expect it. We have humbled ourselves. We are asking you to show up. And we are believing in our hearts that that's exactly what you're going to do. Because he says, if you'll do that, I will. I'll show up. God is about to show up in your life in a way. And I'm here. I kept saying, this is coming, this is coming, this is coming. It's no longer coming. I've been preaching it's coming for several years. It's not coming. It is up on us. The Holy Spirit is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. All you have to do is align yourself underneath the head, Jesus Christ, the example that we see. Align yourself as the body underneath that, and you are going to see the miraculous, supernatural work through the body of Christ. And who is that? It's you. It is you. You are not disqualified. You are qualified. I don't care what your life has been. I don't care where you, what you've done in your life. We see the life of Moses, a murderer, a complainer. I can't do this. But we see him lead the people to freedom. And we have that choice today. And that's my call. That is my message today. Position your heart as we see Moses did. His past didn't matter, but the call that God had on his life mattered the most. Position yourself that way and expect God to move through your hands, just as we see here. God uses men and women to fulfill what he has here on the earth. We are the body of Christ. Step up. I'm calling you up today. That's the way I always say it. I'm not calling you out to the churches, to the denominations, to just the followers of Christ. I am calling you up. Let's see who we are according to the truth of the scripture, and let's walk in that. That's it.
Amen. You was talking about the manna and how the Lord told him not to hoard it, you know. So for me personally, I've come to a place where occasionally I'll stop, and I'll ask God, Lord, is there anything in me, or is there anything in my dwelling, in my home, that is unpleasing to you, that you want me to get rid of? Is there anything in my home or inside me that you want gone? I did that this past weekend. I did that. And the Lord showed me this doll that has to go. Yeah. And so I've been praying and I've been communicating and asking him, why? Why does the doll? Because I want to know. You know what I mean? Right. I'm that one who wants to know, right. Okay? I want to know first, is there anything that you want me to get rid of? Right. And then when he told me, when I seen a picture, and then he says, this doll. And then I'm like, okay, Lord. I kind of like that doll. And it is sentimental, because my husband, who passed away almost 10 years ago, Halloween will be 10 years. Yeah. It's something that he bought me. Yeah. And last night I was talking to the Lord when I got home. And then again this morning. And I actually took a picture of the doll so that y'all can see. And I'm going to show you a picture on the Facebook too so that y'all can see. But the Lord explained to me, the doll's name is Delilah. And he's so sweet and faithful. This doll is something that Mark bought me. And the Lord told me, he said, I want you to get rid of that doll. Because that doll to you is like a remembrance of your separation from me. And you're no longer separated. You're mine. Right. And I don't want you to have that constant reminder that keeps trying to hook you. Now you understand why.
She's deadly cute.
Yeah. And it's just a silly doll. Uh-huh. But that silly doll, to me, has sentimental value. And if it reminds me of a place that I never want to go back to, it's going to go. Yeah. However, I've asked the Lord this morning, I had to ask him, Lord, it's kind of sentimental to me, but not more than you. Help me, Lord, help me get my heart in line to get rid of that doll and get it out, because I don't want that reminder either of the time I lived separated. Not in communion with you.
That's good.
And, you know, we tend to, I guess in our nature, we tend to hold on to stuff. For whatever reason. Fear. Remembrance. And for that to have such as to make me cry over the thought of throwing it away or burning it. Burn it so no one else has that remembrance. Don't give it. And he told me.
Yeah.
He told me. Because I started thinking, when he told me to get rid of it, I started thinking about selling it online. I thought about, who can I give it to? And this morning he said, no. He said, I want that doll burnt. Because I don't want anybody to have that remembrance. And I didn't realize that that's what attracted me to that doll. There was an attraction to that doll. I seen it. And I told my husband, I said, Mark, I want this doll. And next thing I know, there's the doll.
Right.
You know? I didn't understand the attraction I had to that doll, but the Lord explained it to where I could understand it and I could receive it. And now I can position my heart to get in line and do away with what's unpleasing to God. In my life, in my heart, and in my home.
Yep, that's good. It's real good.
Would you like to end us in prayer?
You bet.
Do you want to continue and finish the Exodus? We can do a third segment if you want, or we can do a part two. Whatever you want to do, sir.
Nope, let's just call it good.
Okay, you want to pray to end us out then?
You bet. So Father, we just thank you for your word today, God. We just thank you that you've spoken us through your word today, God. And Father, just as an encouragement, Father, I just ask that you would move on the hearts of every person that sees this video today. And that, Father, my biggest desire is that would drive them to your word. That, Father, they would get in here to read this, to see what you have to say to them on a one-on-one, Father, I thank you for using my life. I thank you for speaking to their hearts through my voice. But God, there's no voice that's greater than yours. There's no better teacher than who you are in us, God. I'm so thankful for your Holy Spirit. So, Father, I just thank you that today these words would fall on good soil. And, Father, I just thank you that, God, the word says that the enemy comes for the word. That's what he comes to try to take away. So, Father, I just thank you that you are going to put these into good soil in people's life, Father, that your Holy Spirit will bring forth the fruit of the things that you had to say today. Father, I just love you and I praise you. Father, I just thank you for this ministry. I just ask a blessing on this ministry, God, that if there's any need that is here, God, I thank you that you are the God that supplies all our needs according to your riches and glory. And we even see that in the story of Exodus, God. You supply. In the moment of need, God, you supply. And I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good word. You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. For myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Level, and our brother in Christ, Jason Mung, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.